Hello, it's April 13th, 2018, and this is Econ 91.9. I'm Jay Barrett. Well, breakup has hit the Kenai with a vengeance in the past week, with icy roads seemingly disappearing overnight and the rivers opening up to accept this year's run of salmon. All the salmon, except those that go to support peninsula fishing families, that is. Most of those wind up processed and shipped to markets nationwide. And it's the jobs inside those seafood processing plants, very few are actually canneries anymore, that we look at in this week's Econ 91.9 feature. At the recent Job and Career Fair presented by the Alaska Job Service Center, two local seafood plants had recruiters present, speaking with the hundreds of job seekers attending.
My name is Amanda, and I am the Human Resources Manager for Snug Harbor Seafoods.
All right, what's your last name, Amanda?
Stanford.
Okay. Fishing season's coming up. What kind of jobs and how many are waiting for people to jump into?
Well, we have many jobs available. We're hiring for seafood processors, forklift drivers, truck drivers, kitchen help, janitors, all kinds of positions. We're seasonal companies, so our season starts June 1st and goes through August 31st. We typically employ around 150 to 200 employees every season.
Now, are most of these people local, or do you find that they come in from out of town, elsewhere in the state?
We try to hire locally first, but we do have employees from all over the country, the state, the world, really.
What do jobs in a cannery usually pay?
Starting is $10 an hour. We also have lots of overtime, which is $15 an hour, anything over 8 hours in a day, mm-hmm. or 40 hours in a week. So we have a lot of overtime that we pay.
I'm Asante Salam, the production foreman at Pacific Star Seafoods.
Okay, where are you based out of?
Kenai, on the peninsula, actually.
So I see on the big map behind you, you've got plenty of places that you're hiring for. How many jobs can you guys fill if you had had the opportunity?
There's plenty. QC position, kitchen manager, forklift processors, housekeeping, truck drivers and stuff like that. There's so many opportunities, dock workers, crane operators, like so many opportunities you can get into just starting in this industry.
Are you talking hundreds of jobs?
A lot of jobs.
Wow. What's the rate of pay going?
Right now for just basic like coming in processors, $10, but like given like skill positions like a kitchen manager and dock crane and all that stuff, like the pay is different and there's endless possibilities and like opportunities for what you can make and potential you can get into being with this company.
A lot of turnover in the seafood processing industry, isn't there?
Yeah, now there's, I mean, a lot better, but we're actually trying to pick it up and like recruit more local, more trustworthy people and stuff like that, and yeah, we're trying to change the game a little bit.
The State of Alaska Job Center webpage has an entire section on seafood processing jobs, of which they say there are more than 20,000 each year, not counting fishermen. It also advises that most companies look for seafood employees who enjoy, quote, working with others in remote, adventurous locations under invigorating conditions while wearing rain gear and rubber boots. Briefly, before we go this week, our number, 50. 50 is the number of overflow parking spots the City of Kenai's Planning and Zoning Commission approved for the new owners of the old Camby Theater. Why did they need 50 more parking spots? Expansion. Maybe double the screens and the tie-in to the new Fun Center going in next door. Watch this space for more developments in the near future. For KDLL Shailen Cochran, I'm Jay Barrett. Thanks for joining us on Econ 91.9.